Southwind winds 15 to...
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. Tonight we're going to begin with the pre-net check-in, Echolink stations, and brand new amateur radio operators. Then we'll hop right into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So starting with pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's male, he's in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben, he's in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, along with KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, there in Piedmont. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Travelers Rest. KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. K4XMR, that's Scott in Greenville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. We appreciate everybody using the pre-net check-in capability. That is precisely what it is there for. And we do have three Echolink stations, so we're going to take Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is KQ4TGH. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel. This is Jonathan. I'm in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
W0AIL. This is Sean in Oconee County. Thanks for calling that.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echolink, Blowing Rock, North Carolina. In and out.
Please check in. Or W4AW, I'm sorry. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankton, Berea. Give a negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize our Echolink stations, KQ4TGH, Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel. That's Jonathan in Oconee County. Good to have you with tonight, Jonathan. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you using Echolink. KO4AIL, that's Sean in Oconee County, West Union, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Sean. Appreciate you being here. And Jonathan is in Easley. I got those two swapped. My fault. appreciate you being here tonight, Sean. KG4WMP, that's Landon, and he's in Blowing Rock this evening. Good to have you with tonight, Landon. You sounded good over Echolink. KO4YHY, that's Jim in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. There was a little skipping there, but I was able to get enough of it to know that that's you. So I appreciate you being here with us tonight. That's going to do it for Echolink. So do we have any brand-new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure of the protocol but would still like to check in? Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest.
AR4AAE, checking in.
Okay, sorry for the brief hesitation there. I had to go pull John's information from QRZ. That control, I'd like to recognize KR4AA, that's John in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, John. And that's you're the first KR call that I have heard. So good to know that we are still progressing fast through the letters in the alphabet, and we are up to R now in Kilo Romeo for AA. That's John in Pisgah Forest. Do I have that right, John?
It is. Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Alpha Echo. My name is Steven, and I am in Taylors, South Carolina.
Okay, Stephen, I still had to pull yours from QRZ as well because it's not in my cut of the FCC database, so I had to go out to QRZ and grab it. And that was my fault. I don't have my hearing aids in. So you're coming through loud and clear, no problem. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KR4 Alpha Alpha Echo as Stephen and Taylors. You sounded good tonight, Stephen. And do stop by as often as you get a chance. We're here every single night of the year, and we do try to have a different Net Control operator every single night. So do appreciate you being with us this evening and looking forward to hearing you check in on this net many, many more times in the future. Do we have any more stations, brand new amateur radio operators that aren't quite sure what the protocol is but would like to check in? Just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest.
KQ4YQI.
Do I have this correct? Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec, India. Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec, India. Do I have that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's Jose. Okay, Jose, we do appreciate hearing you check into the net as well. Net Control would like to recognize KQ4YQI. That's Jose, and he is in Greer, South Carolina. Good to have you. You're a neighbor of mine, Jose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, and you sounded good over the radio. You got it all dialed in just right. Any other brand-new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and would like to check in this evening, just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest. Okay, well, we had two brand-new amateur radio operators this evening. That's wonderful. That's good to hear the new amateur radio operators joining in. Let's see. Tonight is Saturday nights, so we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if the first letter in your suffix is an A through a D, and you would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, and Rick is bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and they are in Piedmont, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle and Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello and hope you guys are having a wonderful holiday. Hope nobody has to go back to work anytime soon. Anyway, appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that'll bring us to the Echo through Hotel group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DJW 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylors, negative and negative, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, our Sunday night Net Control operator, who will be calling the net tomorrow night, by the way. Be sure and stop by and check in with him tomorrow night. And W4FHJ, that's Gene. He's sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Gene, appreciate you being here. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Check in KK4HXB, that's Earl over here at Travis Fest. I'm on B monitor.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4HXB. That's Earl in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Earl. Hope the whole's going well with you, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do you have any other stations, Echo through Hotel, that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we do have an Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hey, Dave, thank you for calling the net. This is KC4SKD, Larry, and also KHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley, no traffic, no rag you. I'm bringing along my brother, Randall, N9TEC in Asheville, and also my youngest brother, Charlie, KF4GGF. Hope you're having a good evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, KC4SKD.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our every other Friday night Net Control operator. That's Larry, KC4SKD. He's in Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Good to have you and Miss Rhonda with us tonight, Larry. Appreciate you being here. And Larry's also bringing with him via telephone relay N9TEC. That's Randall in Asheville. And KF4GGF. That's Charlie in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Good to have you bringing them along with you this evening, Larry. Hope you and Miss Rhonda are having a wonderful holiday vacation. This time of the year. Don't work too hard on cars like I'm doing. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that'll move us to the India Through Lima group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thanks for calling the net. Hope you and Miss Sammy are having a good holiday. Christmas, a few years. Trevor and I are doing good. Not much going on. Thanks for calling the net. No thanks, no comment.
DJW, KE4IR, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo 4. Juliet. Bravo. Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo. Charlie 4. Mike. Foxtrot. Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And do be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night before you check in with Patrick at 9. Check in with Sid at 8 on 14664. 14664 with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure you'll enjoy his net, and I'm sure he'll appreciate you being there as well. And Sid, good to have you with us tonight. Do tell Miss Beverly we said hello and hope you guys had wonderful Christmas and New Year's. Take care. Stay safe. And KE4IR, that's Steve in Greer. Haven't heard from you since March of this year, Steve. Good to have you checking in with us tonight. It has been a while, but appreciate you checking in. Good to hear you on the radio. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KEC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sound better, Larry. Good to have you with us tonight. Hope you and Miss Donna are enjoying the holiday season. And do tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations in the, we're in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that'll bring us up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4PXB. That's Lloyd, sounding good from Simpsonville this evening. Lloyd, appreciate you being with us this evening and hope you had a wonderful holiday season. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that like to check into the Blue Ridge? Well, we do have an Echo Link station. Let's take that Echo Link station. Echo Link station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, Daniel, if you can't, if you don't have any audio, you can just type in a text message. If it doesn't scroll off the log, I will catch it. But we would like to get you checked in, so just type me a message over there in a text box on EchoLink, and we'll get you checked in. Mike Dupapa, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4ZEW, Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. It's Ben checking in over RF. I am testing a AB switch. Just want to know how it's working out.
Sounds good to me, Ben. I do have you checked in on the pre-net check-ins, but it does, so it won't let me check you in twice. But it sounds good to me. What did you say it is that you're testing?
Just over an AB coax switch. How does this sound? Does it sound different?
Oh, it sounds a whole lot like you. Sounds like the Alpha Delta switch is working just fine. Sounds like you, both sides.
Thanks for the confirmation. I was on one radio the first time, a second radio the second time. And as far as I know, I haven't blown up any finals.
All right, just make sure you don't have it on radio one and you key up radio two. You don't want to do that. Most of them these days will protect themselves, but don't do that on high power. Anyway, you sound good. Any other stations, Mike Dupapa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Hello, Dave. Please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name is David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, that EchoLink station is dialed in there nicely. Sounds like you're sitting in a room with me. Net control, I'd like to recognize WB4ZPH. That's David in Taylor's. And like I said, that's you got that EchoLink station dialed in. Perfect. Don't change a thing. And good to have you with us this evening. Hope your holiday season is going great. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Quebec Blue Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. Would I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Yeah. Good evening, Dave. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Please check in Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenborough. I'll stick around for a comment tonight. Thank you.
4 DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf KO4 QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative in the golf.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize my neighbor Tom in 0TR over here in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello and hope you guys are having a wonderful holiday season. And KK4SMV, that's Dale in Ellenborough, North Carolina. I've got you down for comments, Dale, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's in Liberty. Sounding good as usual, Chris. Appreciate you being here and hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. Do we have any other Oh, we've got an EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself all on the net. Negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA, that is Stephen, sounding good over EchoLink this evening, from Greenwood. Good to have you this night, Stephen. Hope your holiday is going great. And appreciate you being with us this evening. And that's it for the EchoLink stations, and we are in the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter of their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for a Saturday evening. That is the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. And KQ4, Whiskey Hotel November. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. Mark in Greer. I'll have no comments and no questions, but we'll hang around for the rag chew and listen to what's going on in the net.
JW. Could you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
For DJW. And KQZ. KQ4ZRC. Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. This is Grayson in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. That's Mark, and he is in Greer. Good to have you as night, Mark. You sounding good. K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in Southern Greenville County. Bringing along with him KQ4TBD, that's Angela, both in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you as night, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello and hope your holiday vacation's going well. And KQ4ZRC, that's Grayson in Sapphire, North Carolina. Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Radio Control, or Romeo Charlie. Good to have you with us tonight, Grayson. You're sounding good from Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you being here with us this evening. Do we have any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Mr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SwapNet. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And they are in Easley. You sounding good as usual, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to both of you. Appreciate you being here this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday season. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, LW4DJW.
DJW. Copy, please check in Kilo Delta 4. Excuse me. My mistake. Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet. That's my lovely bride. And I am November Charlie 9 Victor Leon and Wendy. And we reside in Hendersonville. We'll be negative and negative. If you can copy.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4DXJ. That's Wendy in Hendersonville. Being brought by NC9V, that's Leon, in Hendersonville as well. Good to have you with us tonight, Leon. Do tell Miss Wendy we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope your Christmas and New Year's are going well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. Well, all stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. We have one rag chewer this evening. That is Dale. His call is KK4SMV, and he is in Ellenboro, North Carolina. Dale, call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
That's W4DJW. Just want to say hope everybody's had a Merry Christmas and looking forward to a Happy New Year. Appreciate all y'all do to keep such a good, clean repeater running. Means a lot to me. I always enjoy when I have opportunity checking in with all of you here on this repeater, especially checking in with old Gary. He's a good one. Know him and look forward to catching him when I can at Hamfest, one thing and another. Just a good group of guys. Appreciate all y'all do for amateur radio. With that, I'll turn it back over to you and have a great remainder of the weekend. This is KK4SMV.
Well, Dale, we do appreciate the kind words very much so, and you are spot on with Gary. He's a gem. He does a fantastic job with the swap net and is always good to hang around with. I can tell you that firsthand. I know that for a fact. But anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the SwapNet portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, and hope we can keep it going for many, many more years to come. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for Rank 2, or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW? Okay, nothing heard. Do be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd enjoy having you there, and I'm sure you will enjoy his net. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
4HXB, JK4HXB, KI4LZI. K4HXB, JK4HXB. Still here, Earl? I'd like to have an answer about Cody. This is KI4LZI. Hey, KK4JBQ. KK4JBQ. Larry, you there? You know anything? KI4LZI.
Yeah, KK4JBQ. I am here, but I know nothing.
I told him, when was it, Thursday evening, I'd be monitoring here. Here on the weekend, you know, weather permitting, so far there's no lightning, but you're like me, you don't know anything as well. I thought that maybe there would have been a small chance you might have talked to him last night and learned it.
As a matter of fact, my experience with someone who doesn't check in frequently is that I don't have another way to contact most people unless I've at some point in time exchanged emails with them or telephone numbers, something like that. Might be a good lesson for us. It's possible if someone only uses the radio, as long as the radio is something you have in common, there's no problem in making contact with people, perhaps. Maybe they're on at a certain time, or maybe they're on certain nets, you know. Then you can keep up with that. But if you'd really like to stay in touch with somebody, exchanging emails or telephone numbers, you know, any other way to contact them as a backup, you might say, when you can't reach them, that would be a good lesson to come out of this. KK4.
Can only assume it's true. I don't know that for a fact, but it sounded like to me it was described the way I heard it described that it was. So if you hear any different about it sometime down the line and it ain't the case, let me know about it so I'll know that he's still actually around.
There's got to be other ways to get in touch with people. If you, what is that website that you can register on? And QRZ, is that it? Yeah. QRZ. Now, you have a computer, and I'm sure you can put in QRZ.com. I guess that's it. And then you have a chance to put the call sign in. I wouldn't go by name, I'd go by call sign, because that's how everything on there is arranged. And if he has been there and puts his information on a page, then you'll have more information to go on. you might not have a direct telephone number, you know, but you have something more to go on, almost certainly, because that's one thing that website is good for. QRZ is good for keeping up with people. Yeah, keep talking it up. Maybe somebody will know something more recent about him. It's awful to lose track of people. It sure is. KK4JBQ.
Poor Elsie guy, this is the only time my memory severely failed me, though. I can remember some of the stuff he talked about and his name, but his call sign's eluding me. Because it's been so long since he's been on here, you need to speak up. Most time it pops right in, but on his, I ain't getting it. You watch the word on it.
Oh, he's good. I talked to him last night. He called me back and sent me a text today. Yeah, he's good. Don't worry about it.
I didn't know if it was him or not, but I'm glad you come in here and let me know. Because it's been so long since I heard him. Like I was just telling Larry, it's rare that I forget call signs. But every now and then one slips by and I just don't remember, and he's one of them.
I called him last night and he was working at the car wash. Kind of reminds me of that movie that they made back in the 70s. He said, I'm working at the car wash, and I heard him screaming at those people to get their butt in gear. It was kind of funny.
I had to know that it wasn't him, because right now his call just wouldn't come to me. I can remember someone from back in Wade Daddy's late Sammy's that used to get on this repeater a lot. Wade Holland W4 Alpha Zulu Tango, who's been dead since probably the mid-80s, but remember Cody's call sign, it just wasn't coming to me.
Just a minute, I'll give you his call sign. I got it in my phone. KK4HXB, I'll be monitoring.
Here it has the devil of it. Certain ones I remember well. Then there's others like his. It's just been so long, because last time I talked to him was up on Glass Mountain on 527 Plex. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, let this be a lesson to us, Andy. I'm glad you got the information that you wanted. And Earl's going to give you his call sign. That'll remind you, perhaps. But, I don't know, it's only because I'm coming up on, 74? I don't know how far away you are from 74, but I'll tell you, it's completely out of your control when your rememberer, if I can call it that, starts forgetting things. And there's no warning. There's no category as such. It can be anything. It'll be little things at first. But these things begin to slip. And it'll be aggravating to you because you have such a good memory. We all know that. And you are blessed in that way. But age will take things from you. I am here as a witness to that. And I will let it go with that. You are forewarned. KK4JBQ.
KK4HXB, Andy, his call sign was, I believe, if I'm not wrong, it was KK4RQO. I kind of think that might have been one. And Larry, it ain't your mind that robs you the first go round, it's your wallet.
Fill me in on that. I'm not catching your meaning.
We work our whole lives to get to where we want, and when we get old enough, retire. You said that you're 70, in your 70s. I'm only 8 years away from where you are right now, and I see it coming really fast.
Yeah, I was born in 51, and that'll make me 74 this June, this coming up June. So I'm 6 months away. So I'm nearly there. You know how when we were kids, if we were 5 years old, we would somehow qualify. Somebody asked, "Now, how old are you, little boy? How old are you?" And we'd say, "I'm almost five." You know, because we wanted to sound older. It had already gotten old to be four, you know. So we'd say, "I'm almost five." Well, so I'm almost 74, and I don't think about it in the same way. No, I certainly don't. KK4JBQ.
KK4HXB. Andy, where you at, buddy?
Bill Z, I'm still here. It's just like I was telling him just while ago. I remember some people that was on this repeater long before we had our licenses. And some of their call signs and names, like I just told them, the one that pops in just like that. And sometimes I remember them better than my own call sign, but until you just reminded me of Cody's just then, I couldn't get it to come back to me.
Yeah, we used to have a good time. I've been trying to get the guys back together, but, you know, Richard, he works at the W plant out there on 85, and everybody's kind of, we lost John. I wouldn't have never thought that, you know. I used to go over and visit him when he was over there at Memorial, but, yeah, I wouldn't have ever figured him to be a solid key.
For LZI, I found out about it was all this by accident. You remember Jack, KJ4UHF? I actually found it out from him about John passing away. And the last year or two that John was living, I had his home phone number. Jack told me that, and I called down there, and doggone, I can't remember her name now. John said a zillion times, his wife's name. I talked to her down there, and she told me.
Yeah, Jack, I hadn't talked to Jack in years. He don't come on the radio anymore. You ever hear anything out of him? KK4HXB, Friday.
Can you hear me? Move that right there.
Well, every once in a while I get sharp pains about John. We palled around quite a bit, and we'd go places, the four of us, Donna and me and John, and I can't, it was just as soon as you said that, her name must have just flown out of my head, just like that, because I know her name for sure. And it may come to me as this happens, it may come to me as I talk about it. So, you know, there you are. We go places, and I knew the two of them were, I mean, they were funny. You know, they were just funny. And you'd swear that they were newlyweds or something, the way they, John was awful in love with her. So, it was so good to see, you know. And I gotta say one thing about John, since this gives me the opportunity. John loved life. He really did. He made a study of it. He enjoyed every minute that he was here. And he loved the people around him, you guys too, of course. And I miss him a lot. I hope I'm living well enough to see him again. KK4, JBQ.
Yeah, Roger that. Me and Deb went and seen him when he was in the hospital. He raises up in his bed and he looks at me and he said, I thought you said she weighed 300 pounds. I said she did, but she lost a lot of weight on the way over here.
Well, hell's he got? He certainly did. I don't think he expected he was going to die on that particular trip because I don't remember who it was, or maybe it was he himself. I don't remember now. He had her bring him some H.T.'s teas down there and so he could try to at least listen from down there. Then I don't remember how it all come about. That's been about a year and a half ago now, I think so. But I called Jack and he told me that he wasn't with us anymore. And then I called her and no question, he's gone.
Let me in exactly what happened to him. Everybody's talking about he's a solid kid, but what took him out? Roger that.
Blatantly honest, I'm not completely sure about it, plus like I just said. There's some things I remember now and other things I won't, but it's kind of the fact that I had Jack's and John's numbers both. I don't even remember now what brought me about to do all that, other than I hadn't heard him in a while, and the last time I did hear him, I think I heard him say he was gonna, what's her name, Blunt? No. I can't remember her name, his wife's name for sure, but gonna bring him an HT down there so he could at least. Somehow or another it all come about, and I called Jack about it, and he told me, Jack had, that he was gone, and I called her sometime later, and he wasn't there, other than, like I said, he was in bad health anyway, but I don't know exactly all the details about it. From the way I understood it, it was things that had been gathering for a long period of time when his health, and it just finally took him.
Yeah, well, me and Deb used to go down to his house. We went down there. You know, he lived down there on that road. Let me see, did you turn off to go down Highway 8? And we'd go down there a couple times and see him. And like I said, I can't remember his wife's name. It's on the tip of my tongue. Okay, get for HXP for ID.
JBQ. I don't know if I've got this absolutely right, but it was something like Ravonia. Does that remind anybody? Can you get closer?
Ravonia, Rhonda. Yeah, it's right in there somewhere. Let me think about it.
Ravonda. Anyhow, she was an awfully sweet gal, or is an awfully sweet gal. And they were real struck on each other. I don't know how long they'd been married. The last time I was with John, I think is at some, we decided, well, what was it now? He had something he wanted to give me, that's right. And he had it in his car, and he was up here in Greenville. And so we met at this restaurant out on Pelham Road. And we sat down and had a bite to eat. And he was eating kind of slight, you know. John was never a heavy eater, but he didn't have a lot to eat. And so I said, John, is your stomach okay? He said, yeah, it gives me trouble from time to time. And he chanced to mention that he'd had some heart issues too. So that may have been the issue. You know, that's the heart can be a silent killer, it kind of sneaks up on you unless you take real good care and you see, you know, a doctor and get tested every once in a while. It's just so sudden when it happens, you know. And I'm pretty sure about her name now. It's Ravonda. Mighty sweet gal. KK4JBQ.
Checking out for LCI5D. Seems like to me, you know, I'm trying, like I said, while ago, some things remember clear. Other things I'm not so sure about. Seems like to me I run into UHF Jack down there at Darwin Wright Park down there. Two or three Hamfest Street down there over the past 4 or 5 years, and I got some word from him about it, and so on like that, and how I found out, I think. Now, that's... I'm not sure, but I think that's how it come about.
One other thing, Larry, I've been listening to some stuff about Hamfest. Are there any Hamfest coming up locally?
I believe they're the one that I'm just about sure of. I'm not sure of the date. I think it's within the first 2 weeks of the new year. And, you know, that's a week or two away. There's the Greenwood Hamfest. It's not where it was. And so you need to find a better source if that interests you, because they have moved where they're having it. Anyway, that's coming up pretty soon. I forget who it is that announces. If you listen to the net regularly, sometime this week, I'm sure, there's going to be an announcement about it early in the net, you know, if you're looking for it. But I don't have the details. I believe it's Greenwood, KK4JBQ.
KK4HXB. Yeah, let me Google it. I'll Google Hamfest in South Carolina and see what I come up with.
KA4PQA, who comes on Echo Link up here on this net and down in Greenwood, is the one in the past who's announced things about it, even though he hadn't said not much lately about it. But I had Dave Watson verify, what was it, Larry? What, about 3 or 4 weeks ago? Is it still on? Seems like I remember I wondered about that, and he verified it.
Right about that, Andy. You got everything right. And I can't recall. I'm pretty sure I've been to the Greenwood Hamfest. I just can't remember where it was. It could be 10 years ago that I was there. But anyway, if you're hankering to meet up with people at a Hamfest, that's the closest one in my memory. And then there's been talk about the Anderson Hamfest, but I can't remember details about that. Maybe Andy knows more about that.
Boy, LZI. Now, this past one got canceled because of the weather with that Helene. This past one here this year was. Now, the coming year, you know, where there's no... It's not certain yet, but generally, if things stay as they are, you know, nothing unexpected don't happen by that time, like it did this time with Helene, it'll be down there at Darwin Wright Park on the 3rd Saturday in October.
KK4JBQ. If, if the Anderson Hamfest waits until October, I mean, doesn't reschedule, that may be something they don't choose to do. But it's tough to miss a whole year, you know, or whatever reason there might be. Now, I'm not sure what condition the Anderson area is in right now. I know very little about that. But that's one that a lot of people try to make. So I do understand, however, that they've got a good website, and that would be another way to the Anderson Club has a good website. KK4JBQ.
Hell's the guy. Yeah, I thought they might reschedule it too, but from all what I've heard about it, they didn't for this year. They just, it was about a half a week before it was time for it. They heard the same weather reports that we did, and this was before Elaine really hit us hard when it was coming up. From south of here, coming up this way, they decided to cancel it, and come to find out it was good they did, because there's a lot of trees down there. As you know, when you go into that park down there, I remember seeing them down there, going into that park down there. A lot of those things would have come down and blocked the road, so I kind of understand why they canceled it, but to my knowledge, they never rescheduled it back for this year, so the only thing I know about that is, as time goes by, I have to keep up with it and see what happens on the third Saturday of October next year. And maybe no weather won't knock it out, but to my knowledge, they never rescheduled it for this time.
Larry, I met him and Don, and we was at the Ham Fest in Anderson at the Greenwood State Park or somewhere down in there, wasn't it?
That's Darwin Wright Park. Darwin Wright is a county park down there. Darwin Wright Park.
I met you down there, too. That's the first time I ever met you. And met a lot of guys, but, you know, we need to get back together and everybody start doing the ratchet chewing like we used to do a long time ago. Talk for an hour or two, and it was kind of comical at times.
There's another call to escape right now off the top of my head, but Jamie over Chesney, he gave up on anybody ever coming back here, and he shifted up there to the Mount Mitchell repeater, where he's at almost all the time now. Up there shooting the bull with them up there all the time, and they called their little round table the, there was some kind of saying to it, but I can hear the repeater, but I can't get into it, but he's always up there with them now. Go ahead, Larry.
Does that trouble that you just said you had is a trouble that I have had with Anderson? I used to check in all the time, and I was well acquainted with Margie and, you know, some of the other folks in that club. But they moved their repeater, or replaced their repeater. They did something to change that, to change its coverage, and I can hardly hear it. You know, if I can't hear well enough to understand when they're calling for check-ins. I mean, I have probably four or five in the last year, four or five check-ins, when the conditions were much, much better than normal, you might say, I was able to check in. But their website is a very good, it's nicely laid out, and there's plenty of information. You can search it easily. But their repeater is not, it's not good for me. I'm not so certain that move was, they just have a different footprint now. That's what I imagine it to be. KK4JBQ.
You're looking at a schematic I got to work on. Yeah, I met Andy and everybody down there, and used to go to the meetings. They still hold the meetings once a month.
Down there at the Anderson Radio Club?
about the meetings you're talking about?
I was talking about the one over at the Red Cross building on Grove Road.
Well, that's the Breyers meeting you're talking about there. We got to keep... Remember, there's different meetings of different groups. As far as I know, it's still held down there. It is, and they're online, too, as well. Being that my situation is like it is, I rarely go down there, but... It's still being held most of the time on the first Monday of the month, and this past December, they didn't have it there. They went over to that place where, oh, man. There it goes again. I don't remember. The ones that used to deliver the stuff around, there was a certain place over there in Greer where they used to go sometimes and have a good time and eat out. They went to that place over there and had the December Breyers meeting over there for this month.